The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for a few final thoughts. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. You'll find a story at TennesseeStar.com today about this move to start bringing in guys dressed as women, drag queens, to read to young students, age 3 to 8, in kindergarten through first and second grade. They're bringing in these drag queens to read to children as part of their gender expansion, to try and get into the heads of these kids and teach them that there is no boy thing or no girl thing. It's all just people things. And this is a big deal in apparently some of the big cities. We've got the story up, TennesseeStar.com. You can actually watch some of the video of these very effusive and dramatic drag queens reading to children. Now, again, if you're reading to children, you want them engaged, you should be effusive and dramatic. It's what you do with your own kids. The question is whether or not it should be a guy dressed in drag with makeup trying to blend the genders, which is part of the agenda of the perverse left. Well, you might think to yourself, oh, that could never happen in Tennessee. And you would be wrong, because this Saturday, August 12th, from 1:30 to 3, at the Clarksville Montgomery County Public Library in Clarksville, Tennessee, they're going to have their Rainbow Reading with Equality Clarksville, featuring special guest reader, local drag performer Jessica Monroe. The celebrity reader is going to be this drag performer at the Montgomery County Public Library. Now, the Montgomery County Public Library tells us that anybody can rent a meeting room. If you're a nonprofit, it doesn't mean that they're endorsing it or sponsoring it or encouraging it, and that their rules provide that, you know, anybody who's a nonprofit can use the meeting rooms to conduct their event, and that they've had people of religious faith have their meetings there. They've had people that are, you know, kind of across the diverse spectrum. I'm not sure they've been this diverse before. So it is the policy and procedure of the Montgomery County Library. But this is not age appropriate. And if they do it at the library, will they next be doing it at the school? You need to be paying attention to what's happening at your children's school as we launch another school year. Because while you might think that drag queen reading is something that only happens in these far-off places and that Tennessee would never embrace it or allow it, you would be wrong. Because they're doing it in a library in Clarksville Saturday, and they can be doing it in your child's school within the next few weeks if we don't pay attention. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report, and we're back tomorrow again.